Good morning, church. Good to be back out with you this morning. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to be here. And yes, we've all experienced God's grace in our lives on numerous occasions, and I am thankful for His grace and what He does for us. If you would, please turn to Daniel, the fifth chapter. Daniel, the fifth chapter. I'm going to read a couple of verses, the 10th and the 11th verse. Once you get there, please stand. Read God's Word together this morning, please, if you're able. Daniel, the fifth chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake, and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man. And I want you to underline that. I want you to keep that. That's going to be the principle of my thoughts this morning. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father's light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king I say, thy father, made master of magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Let us pray. Father, if we come, Lord, this morning, I pray, Father, that hearts would be opened up, Lord. I pray, Father, that our minds, Lord, would concentrate on this, Lord, this morning. I pray, Father, that your anointing would be here this morning, Lord. I ask you, Father, that, Lord, as thy presence would be here, Lord, amongst us, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you'd guide and direct our paths in each and every one of these things, Lord. And we'll give you the praise for it all. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. The text from which I want to go on this morning said, there is a man. I want to ask you something. There is a man or woman. I want to ask you this to think about. If there's a man or a woman in your world is closing in, is there a man or woman when your life is turned upside down by some tragedy that has happened in your life? Is there a man or a woman that when the doctor tells you this, that there's only a short amount of time left, that you would run to or that people would run to? I'm here to tell you something this morning, why I wanted to preach on this morning. You will run to that one man or that one woman whenever there's a need in your life because you know that they are the ones that will get in touch with God for you. Amen? They're the same ones that some people might make fun of down through the time. Ones that run, they call them religious fanatics at other times. I'm here this morning to tell you, there are people just like that this morning. You know what? The people will run to, they'll talk about them, but you know what? Whenever the rubber meets the road, guess who they want to run to? Guess who they want to go to and ask to pray for? There is a man or a woman, I guarantee you, in your life. One that you wouldn't run to normally for anything else, but you would do it for that. Run to the one that they think is kind of old-fashioned sometimes. There are people that you'd run to. What the devil fears more than anything else, and I want you to understand this morning, is a man or a woman of God that has the power of God on their lives, and you can see it in their lives, you can feel it in your lives, and you've watched them down through the years. You know what? The devil fears that more than anything else in this world. He fears them. Who lives their lives in such a way that when people are hurting, you know what? When people are in need, when people need prayer, they know who to turn to that person. They know that they can go to that person. There is a man. There is a woman. I'm here to tell you this morning that praise God that whenever things get tough in your life, you want to run to them. You want to ask them to pray for you. When people near prayer, they know who to turn to. They know that. He fears that man or woman of God like that. He fears him who stands up and says, we serve a God. We serve an all-powerful, an almighty God. We serve that kind of a God. That's who the devil fears. I'm here to tell you, you know what? If you're one of those types that's in and out of church and doesn't pray just half the time and doesn't read the Word half the time, I'm here to tell you this morning, God doesn't fear that in your life. He fears the one that's on fire for God. That's who he fears. I'll stand on the promises of God and what that person will say. That's what they'll say. They don't care. He's in control of everything. God's in control of it all. And you know what? I'll stand upon that this morning. I heard Bobby Webb say, I'll stand on that when the world is on fire. You know what? I'll stand on it this morning and believe it this morning that no matter what, if I stand upon God's word, that God will not fail. That's the man or woman that I want praying for me. How about you this morning? Amen? That's the one I need. That's the man and woman I could go to and the world's crashing in around me. They can't, they won't be judgmental towards me. They won't be that way or loose-lipped about anything. Whenever you go to them and ask them in prayer, whenever things crashing in around me, I want you to understand something. The world crashes in around preachers just as much as it does anybody else. Amen? It crashes in around. I want those people praying for me. I want to go to those people. I want them to, they won't turn their back on me. They won't talk about me. They won't put me down. They'll be the ones that are praying for me and stand up for what God. I heard a preacher telling about a church here a while back. That church had 300 to 400 people as a member. They couldn't find a pastor for their church, Patty. Could not find a pastor. And they said, oh yeah, we had plenty of people want a job. But they said, preacher, we couldn't find one that had the power of God on them. We could not find one that wanted to preach the word and stand upon the word. I'm here to tell you, there are men and women out there this morning that have backbones and stand up for God and stand up for the things of God. There are people like that out there today. But I'm here to tell you something. Oh, this church went for 30 months and couldn't find a pastor. Can you believe that? 30 months and could not find a pastor. Praise God. I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me. There are people out there, but they're unfortunately they're getting few and far between anymore. They said they can't find out. They understand. You know what? There are people out there. I want to tell you something this morning. I want somebody that has the power of God on them, not that says that the power of God is on them. Amen? There's plenty of people sitting in churches this morning that tell you, they talk a good game. They'll tell you that they got the power of God on their lives. They'll tell you that the power of God is there. But whenever it comes to brass tacks, pray God, you know what? The power of God is not on their lives. I want somebody praying for me that knows how to get a hold of the throne of God. Amen? I want that. There's enough people riding church pew today that say that God is not. 1 Corinthians 4:20 tells us this. For the kingdom of God is not in word. Did you get that? The kingdom of God is not in word, but in what? In power. Amen? That's where the word, that's where the kingdom of God is. That's where the power of God is. It doesn't, we can talk all we want. I can stand up here and preach the best sermon without missing a word. I can stand up here this morning and say all the right things. But I'm here to tell you, if the power of God is not in it, it is nothing. It'll amount to nothing. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And he goes on to say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works? This is sad scripture, is it not to you? These were not people that did not know about the things of God. Do you understand that? Whenever Jesus said that, these were not people that didn't know about the things of God. He said, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I think you would agree with me this morning. I don't want some weak need type of person that's in and out of church all the time praying for me this morning. I think you would agree for me. Amen? I think you would. When I'm in need, I want someone who knows the letter to home. I want someone that knows the letter from home right here. This is what I want. I want somebody that knows this word. Stands on the word of God. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about me. Then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about you. Here's this. I want to be the type of pastor that when you call on me, when you want to call on me, that you know. That you know when the devil was after you, when he's after you with both barrels, I want to be the kind of pastor I hope that you can say, there is that man. You understand that this morning? I hope and pray that you're able to say that this morning. That whenever, just like they did with Daniel back then, just like the queen knew that Daniel had the Spirit of God, had the spirits of God, she said the Spirit of God, he had the Spirit of the God in him. And I hope and pray this morning as a pastor, I hope you can say that. I hope you know that I do my very best to give you the Word of God, to give you the truth of the Word of God, that you can live by the Word of God, that you know what to do. I want to tell you, you're never going to hear me tell you that you can act like the world, that you can be like the world and get by. I am not going to be that type of preacher. If you want that type of preacher, you got the wrong man in here. I'm just here to tell you this morning. You cannot party like the world. You cannot drink like the world. You cannot dress like the world and come in here and expect everything to be all right in your life. That is not the type of preacher that you've got here this morning. Because I believe that you need to live the life that the Bible says to live, and I believe you need to live a holy life. It's exactly what I believe. I'm not a bit interested in that type of preaching. I'm not a bit interested in the type of preaching where I would stand up here and tell you that you could do whatever you want to and you will get to heaven one day. I'm not that type of preacher, and I never will be, because I believe we need to live our lives according to what the Bible says. I'm not that kind of preacher. I'm just not. And I can't, and I won't be that type of preacher. I just cannot. I want to be the kind of man that if you're on your deathbed, they'll say, go get the preacher, Sarah. That's what I want them to say. Go get Dave Long. Go get that preacher. That's what I want people to say and to think. I'm telling you, I'm not looking to be like the world to win the world. Do you understand that this morning? Amen? I'm not that way whatsoever. I'm not looking to be like the world to win the world. You know where I'm looking to? It's Hebrews 12:2, and it tells us this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. If I'm going to look to anybody, I'm looking to him this morning. 2 Corinthians 6:17 tells us this. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. So what is he saying? If you touch the unclean things, what's he saying? I will not receive you if you think of the opposite of it. Touch not the unclean. Brothers, I believe God is wanting men and women to get back to the basics of God. I believe he's wanting men and women to get into back to holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 says this, for God has not called us into uncleanness, but unto holiness. Unto holiness. Don't get scared whenever I say holiness around you. Don't get that. Holiness is a life of devotion to God, to serving God. That's what holiness means. That's what it means. He is wanting people that don't love the world. That's what he's wanting. He's wanting people that don't love the world and are not like the world. That's what he's saying, to be ye separate. He's wanting people that don't condone sin. Daniel was a man that did not condone sin. If you look and read about the life of Daniel, I encourage everybody to study the life of Daniel in the book of Daniel and study what he did in his life and how he did it. I'm going to get into it a little bit more here. Daniel was never arrogant. Daniel just believed what he believed and he stood upon it. Amen. He's wanting people that don't condone sin. He's wanting people that stand on the Bible. Are you that man or woman here this morning? Are you like that this morning? Can you say that in your life here this morning? If Belshazzar's wife was here today, can I ask you a question? This is heartfelt. Would she call and say, there is a man, there is a woman that can answer your problems? Could they say that? Could she able to say that here this morning? Could you say that? Daniel was a man who had the power of God all over him and in him. Praise God. He had that in his life. When the power of God is living in you, people will take notice. I'm here to tell you this morning, whenever the power of God, look at the life as Daniel as a whole. You know, he was 15 years old whenever he was took into captivity. He was 15 years old. At 83, he was thrown into the lion's den, Sean. 83 years old. A lot happened in those years, in those time frames there. But I want to tell you, the thing about Daniel that made him a man was, listen to me, that he had four different rulers, three different kingdoms. Daniel never changed. Never did he ever change in his life. He stood upon God's word. He believed the truth in God, and he never changed. You know what? They changed his name. You remember they changed his name. They called him Belshazzar, but he added a TH in there. Did you know that? I got to studying about that. At first, they wanted to call him the same name as the king, which was Baal's over the king or something like that. He put a TH in there. You know what that means? He said, Baal is not the king. That is Daniel. That is why he stood and why he believed and what he did and why God had so much faith in him. He was faithful to God to the end. You know what something Daniel did? He finished strong. Do you know that? There's a lot of people. I'm just going to be blunt with you here this morning. There's a lot of people that don't finish strong sometimes in their lives. You agree with me on that? They don't finish strong sometimes in their lives. They start down this road and go down this path, and sometimes they get off center and get off God, and they don't finish strong. Daniel, you'll never see in the Word of God where he didn't finish strong. Daniel finished strong. He did do that. Not everyone in the Bible that we can say did that. King Saul didn't finish strong, did he not? King David didn't finish strong. He didn't finish strong. He had his blips in there, did he not? And what about Demas? If you go back in the New Testament and read about Demas, Demas didn't finish strong either. If you read about him, listen, though, through all the changes, Daniel was consistent. He was consistent. Changes in life, changes in government, changes. Daniel was consistent. He believed and stayed true to God right through it all. Daniel did that through everything. And that is a lesson that we could all learn today in a world that is constantly changing today. We live in a world that is constantly changing. Listen, I got a phone. I got a new phone from work, and now the thing's outdated. I just got it about a month ago, and the thing's outdated. You drive a car home, and that car's outdated pretty much by the time you get it home. Any kind of technology you get, pretty much, it is outdated by the time you get it home. But we live in a world that is full of changes, is what I'm trying to say. But staying steadfast to God should never change in our lives, should never be something. If you want people to tell you, there is a man, there is a woman, listen to me, you've got to be steadfast. You've got to be consistent in your relationship with God. James 1:8 says it best. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you're double-minded here this morning, I'm here to tell you, you know what? You're unstable in all your ways. And it's not Dave Long telling you. That's the Word of God saying it to you here this morning. You're unstable. Daniel exemplified steadfastness. He exemplified it. You know what? He exemplified stability in a world that was always changing around him. He exemplified that the stability in his life. Daniel stayed the course. You want friends and family to say that you're the man and that you're the woman? Stay steadfast to the Lord. Stay steadfast in your beliefs to God. I say this sometimes from time to time. I knew a preacher, and I've known him for years, and I still know him today. But no matter whose company he was in, that's what he believed. That's what he believed. If he was in a Pentecostal church, he believed that way. If he was in another church, he believed that way. I'm here to tell you this morning, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I can tell you that he was unstable in all his ways because of the way he believed. Daniel stayed the course. Keep your hands on the plow and keep your eyes on the prize. I believe Greg mentioned how that, I believe it's his dad, he said whenever he plowed, how straight that he could keep the plow because he focused on a point out there. Praise God, we should be focused on the prize someday. If you want to be that man or that woman that people talk about, keep your eyes focused on the prize, keep your hands to the plow, and keep on keeping on for the Lord. Because I believe with all my heart, that way there, that we will make it home one day, and they will be talking about us in that way. Daniel was 84 years old whenever he was given the 70-week prophecy. Do you know that? He was 84 years old. He was going strong till God had called him home. That is my hope for my life. I hope and pray that is for your life. I want to stay strong. I want to stay focused on God until God calls me out of here. I'm going to tell you, young adults, I want to tell you something this morning. You know, you won't be spurting. You won't be sprinting and spurting at 80 years old if you're not running hard now. I'm just here to tell you. Because I believe we've got to focus. We've got to get in there. We've got to dig. We've got to get on it. We've got to stay in it. We've got to be willing to dig in and start serving the Lord with all that we got today. Ecclesiastes 9:10 tells us this. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Amen? For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Whatever God has given us to do right now, we need to grab a hold of it with everything that we have, and we need to do it with everything that God has given us to do it with. What a lesson for all of us. What a lesson. There's no place to just settle in. There's no place to just take it easy whenever we're serving God. There's no place to do that. God's wanting us to just get a hold of everything. People standing. I want people standing by my casket someday and saying, that was a man that served God. Amen? I want that. This isn't something I'm bragging about or anything. That's not bragging about it whatsoever. I just want to live my life in a way that people know that, you know what? There was a man that served God. There was a man that did it with all of his heart and with all of his passion. Went to church. I think about Ed sometimes. I mean, Ed comes to church on a cane now. You know what? Oh, are we able to want to have that desire in our lives that whenever the time comes, maybe we cannot walk into church by ourselves, but we'll have people come and get us and help us there? Praise God. Are we able to say that? Went to church and even used, if they needed to get help getting here. Praise God this morning. Are we that kind of man or woman here this morning? Are we that way? That communication line to heaven is always open. We can always pray. If we cannot do what we used to do, praise God, we can always pray, can we not? We can always pray. Daniel never compromised. Did you know that? Never did he compromise. We know by reading the next chapter of Daniel. If you read chapter 6, did you see what happened? From the time he turned down eating meat that was offered to idols, until the time they threw him in the lion's den, Daniel never compromised. I'm afraid in the church world today, and I'm not pointing my fingers at it, but I'm afraid in the church world today that there's a lot of compromising going on in the church world today. Would you agree with me on that? There's a lot of compromising. They don't even, you know, there's a lot of compromising going on whenever, you know what, you go to churches and you they say you can do whatever, you can dress like you want, you can eat like you can drink, you can do all manner of things, you can do all these things. And they say, well, you know what, that's okay. That's okay. I'm not that kind of preacher. I'm not going to preach that because I do not believe it's okay. And I believe that, you know what, we need to serve God in holiness and in truth. Praise God this morning. We need to do that. I tell you what, he didn't uncompromise. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed and that he went into his, this is the sixth chapter, and he said, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open to his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetimes. This wasn't something that he just did because they made the decree. He did it because that is something he do all the time. He didn't compromise. He didn't want to make it out like he was something big. He just did what he did all the time. He didn't just want to do it because he was showy. He didn't want to do it because he just wanted to cause trouble. He did it because it was in his fabric. He did it because it was natural to him. Is serving the Lord natural to you this morning? Can I ask you that? Is it just as natural as breathing this morning? Is to serve God? Is to wanting to serve Him? Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters. It said, for either he will hate the one and he will love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Daniel knew that he answered to a higher power. And I'm here this morning to tell you, we answer to a higher power this morning as well.
We should, you know, the Bible tells us it's wrong, it's wrong. Romans 13 says this in 11 through 14, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in clamoring and wantonness, but in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust of the flesh. What a lesson we can learn. What a lesson we can learn. That we listen, brothers, you want to fulfill, you know, to put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh. That's what he's telling us to do. Man, I tell you what, I hope and pray this morning that your desire is to be that man or to be that woman, that when people look at you, they know, hey, there goes a Christian. There's no doubt in their mind. There goes somebody that serves the Lord. I know a lot of times, you know, you may think, well, I look in the mirror and you say holiness, and you say the only thing that's holy on me is my socks. I hope you're not saying that this morning. I hope you don't say that this morning, because praise God, you know what? I believe God calls us to holiness. I believe he does. What a lesson. The world tries to shove down our throat that we do not compromise. We stand upon God's word. Daniel was distinguished too. Did you know, that? He was distinguished. No matter what the king or kingdom, Daniel was in it. He stood out in that kingdom or that kingdom. He stood out in it. He always stood out. I'm here to tell you, whether or not you're in school, whether or not you're in work, whether or not you're at your grocery store, whether or not you're here, whether or not you're there, praise God, do you not think for one minute that we should not have integrity in our lives? That we should not have integrity in our lives? You know, that it's a quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. 2 Corinthians 8:21 says it this way, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We serve God. I'll tell you what, we're not serving men, but whenever we serve God, men should be able to look upon our lives and say, there is an individual with integrity. There is an individual with uprightness in their lives. There is a man. There is a woman. Praise God. Whenever I read this and I got to looking at this, I said, praise God, that is exactly right. There is a man. There are men and women in this country today that are standing up for the right of Jesus Christ, that are bringing the principles forth. And guess what? If you're here this morning and we are holding the banner of Jesus Christ high, praise God, you're not standing for Drift Run Church. You're standing for Jesus Christ this morning. That's who every one of us is standing for. We serve a living God. Amen. We serve a living God. And that's what he's wanting to do. You know what? They can talk all they want to about you at your job. Listen, Daniel, I'll tell you what, they went after Daniel. They went after him. And I'm here to tell you, if you are a man, if you are a woman of God, they're going to come after you. They will do that. Don't think for a minute that they won't. They'll call you all manner of things. They'll try to put you down for all manner of things. I'm here this morning to tell you, to be that man or to be that woman, you're going to have to take some criticism in your life. But praise God, if it's criticism for doing the things of the Lord, just say amen and go on. Amen? Amen. Straight as an arrow. Daniel was straight as an arrow. He really was. And it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom of 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, that the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion or fault. Now get this, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any fault, error, or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel, get this, except we find it against him concerning the laws of his God. I hope and pray this morning that if they find anything against you, it's because you are serving and doing what the Bible says to do. Amen? I hope and pray that this morning. I'll just be honest. I hope and pray that that's what, if there's fault found in any of us this morning, I hope it's because we are serving God and doing it to the utmost of our ability. Because if we are doing that, let the heathen rage. Let the people imagine a vain thing. Let them do all that. For if we are serving God and doing what He wants us to do, we will get criticism in our lives sometimes. We will do that. There's family members, I'm telling you, you know this. Most of you have been through this. There'll be family members that sometimes they talk bad about you. There are going to be family members. There's going to be friends. There's going to be neighbors. They're not going to invite you to all the outings. They're going to do this. They're not going to do all this stuff. Because you stand upon what God wants you to stand upon. Listen, I know that I'm hard preaching sometimes. I know him. I tell people sometimes I should have been an evangelist. I really should have been where I could just go in and hit and leave, you know? But I'm here this morning to tell you something. I love you all. I do. But you know what? I believe that God is saying to people out there, there is a man, there is a woman. I want to tell you something. You are that man and you are that woman here this morning. You are. Every one of us here. I'm going to be the first to hold my hand. I'll be the first one to hold it up. I want to be better. I want to be better at serving the Lord. Can I say that? I want to grow more and more every day. I want to be a better preacher. I want to be more than anything. I want to be a better Christian. Amen? How about you this morning? Is that your desire here this morning? Is that your longing here this morning? I hope and pray that your desire and your longing is to get to know Jesus more and more and more and to grow closer to Him and do what He wants you to do. I hope and pray that that desire is in you this morning. For if that desire is not in you this morning, can I tell you something? You need to get to this altar this morning. Amen? And I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm not trying to do any of that stuff. But if that desire is not to grow closer to the Lord this morning, can I tell you, can I be honest with you? There's something wrong with your walk with the Lord. Can I be honest with you? There's something wrong. And you need to have that desire in your life. You need to have it. It's amazing. Daniel, the position he was in, all kind of corruption. We look around today. Can I tell you something? Look, you look around you today, and it's sometimes you see corruption at every level today. I'm talking about from the people, the fundraisers for sporting events, all the way up to the politicians. There is corruption everywhere. Daniel was in a place where he could have been, corruption could have been all part of his life. But he said he was honest and true all the way through it. There's a man. There's a woman. Amen? There's a man. There's a woman to stand true to what God says whenever temptation's there in front of them. Praise God this morning. I hope and pray you got out of this message what I've got out of this message down through the week when I was studying it. I hope and pray that you did. As they come and get a song this morning, I believe Daniel was the same no matter where he was at. I believe he was the same no matter where he was at. Whether or not he was in a church. You might say no matter whether he was at work or no matter whether he was home, I believe Daniel was the same. Shouldn't that be the same way for us this morning? Should that not be the same for us this morning?